Unit 11, In a Lifetime, Chapter 1, How Old is Old Enough? In different countries around the world, people become adults at different ages. Being an adult means having the right to do certain things, such as get a part-time job, vote, get married, or get a license to drive. It also means accepting the responsibilities that accompany these rights. In many countries, 16 or 18 is the age at which a person becomes an adult. Young men and women at this age can get a part-time job and begin to receive an income of their own. They no longer have to rely on their parents for money all the time. In many parts of North America, 16 is also the age when one can obtain a driver's license. In England, it is 17. There are responsibilities that go along with both of these rights. Getting a part-time job means that you have to pay income tax. Driving a car demands that you follow certain rules and regulations, such as getting and paying for insurance to drive. Voting is another right that marks the passage into adulthood for many young people. In the United States, Canada, and the UK, young people have the right to vote at the age of 18. With this right also comes responsibility. For young people to use their right to vote wisely, they must have an understanding of the needs of society, and they must also learn how politics work. A group of teenagers in Alberta, Canada, want the Canadian voting laws changed. They think that people should be able to vote at the age of 16. They argue that if teenagers at 16 are old enough to get a part-time job, pay taxes, and drive, they are also old enough to vote in elections. In the United States, some people have a similar opinion. An organization in the U.S. called Americans for a Society Free from Age Restrictions believes that the government should allow its citizens the greatest amount of freedom possible, as long as this doesn't jeopardize the public's safety. This organization believes all laws based on age should be eliminated, and that people should be able to get a part-time job, a driver's license, get married, and vote at any age. Not everyone would agree that it is a good idea to give all of these rights and the responsibilities that accompany them to people when they are too young. The question is, how young is too young? Unit 11, In a Lifetime, Chapter 1, How Old is Old Enough? In different countries around the world, people become adults at different ages. Being an adult means having the right to do certain things, such as get a part-time job, vote, get married, or get a license to drive. It also means accepting the responsibilities that accompany these rights. In many countries, 16 or 18 is the age at which a person becomes an adult. Young men and women at this age can get a part-time job and begin to receive an income of their own. They no longer have to rely on their parents for money all the time. In many parts of North America, 16 is also the age when one can obtain a driver's license. In England, it is 17. There are responsibilities that go along with both of these rights. Getting a part-time job means that you have to pay income tax. Driving a car demands that you follow certain rules and regulations, such as getting and paying for insurance to drive. Voting is another right that marks the passage into adulthood for many young people. In the United States, Canada, and the UK, young people have the right to vote at the age of 18. With this right also comes responsibility. For young people to use their right to vote wisely, they must have an understanding of the needs of society, and they must also learn how politics work. A group of teenagers in Alberta, Canada, want the Canadian voting laws changed. They think that people should be able to vote at the age of 16. They argue that if teenagers at 16 are old enough to get a part-time job, pay taxes, and drive, they are also old enough to vote in elections. In the United States, some people have a similar opinion. An organization in the U.S. called Americans for a Society Free from Age Restrictions believes that the government should allow its citizens the greatest amount of freedom possible, as long as this doesn't jeopardize the public's safety. This organization believes all laws based on age should be eliminated, and that people should be able to get a part-time job, a driver's license, get married, and vote at any age. Not everyone would agree that it is a good idea to give all of these rights and the responsibilities that accompany them to people when they are too young. The question is, how young is too young?